This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
All right, and good morning. Welcome into another Friday edition of The Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7 AM 1340, over at fanrunradio.com. Click that live link at the top, powered by our friends over at MyBookie. As always, we do have the Periscope up and running. Having some technical difficulties, though, with it. About to get that up going very shortly. It's up at Fox Sports Knox on Facebook and Twitter if you want to follow along there. We also have the free Fan Run Radio app in app stores. Download that today, wherever apps are sold for you. Chance Collins, Charlie Collier, and GP3 on your Friday edition, closing out the week with you here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Big weekend. These boys got the Titans jerseys on. They are ready for some football coming up tomorrow, starting at 4:30 with the Tennessee Titans welcoming in the Cincinnati Bengals. Before we get everything started today, let's go around the room, see how everybody's mental health is doing. GP3, how are you?
Doing good, man. Friday. Got a big game tomorrow. Got my workout out of the way early today. I'm ready to go. I guess I'm kind of like Charlie now. Just wake me up tomorrow around 2 o'clock so I can start pre-gaming for the Titans-Bengals game. It's all I can really think about right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So now you're in the Charlie zone. You're in the Charlie zone.
I'm not, like, nervous or anything like that. Those won't hit me probably till tomorrow. I'm just more excited, and I'm, like, hyper-focused, and I just want it to get here already so I can stop thinking about it.
Yeah. And that's how Charlie feels. Charlie, the other day, you were very anxious. You were borderline aggressive. You're a little pissed off.
I've been all over the place, really. Been
easy to just... I guess, how are you feeling today?
I don't even... It's getting to the point where I'm, like, running out of words to really describe it. I don't know. I just keep thinking about it. It's all I think about. Just, hey, tomorrow's first of three. Let's have the greatest month of my life. Part of me was just thinking, like, I might go to bed at 4 p.m. today. Just, you know, talk sports, ends at 3. Grab a bite to eat, hit the pillow by 4, and see if I can just sleep through until the morning.
Hit the pillow by 4 and see if I can just sleep through
to
the
morning. I feel like I could probably sleep till the morning if I went to bed at 4, honestly.
This afternoon at 4?
Yeah.
It's that serious, okay?
I mean, honestly, I'm just tired of being awake and it not being Saturday.
I mean, you just got a little bit to go. Don't rush it. Ride the wave.
Nah, this is not the riding week. This is the week where it's like, please avoid the upset. Next week, if you are to get there, becomes when it's a more enjoyable experience.
All right.
But I'm ready to go.
Is there any point for you guys right now, any part of you, where you're setting yourself up in case they do lose? I do that with my teams. I mean, seriously. I prepare myself. Well, if they lose, it's not that big of a deal. You know, I'll be pissed off, therefore... You know, maybe a day and maybe a night before I go to bed, but I wake up the next day refreshed. But I kind of, like, get myself ready and, like, kind of do the reverse psychology, if they lose.
Are you getting yourself ready to lose to the 49ers?
I mean, I'm preparing myself mentally, yeah. Seriously.
No.
Charlie would say, that's not a good fan thing to do.
A loser's mentality.
Maybe.
I don't do that, I guess.
I feel like I'm not the only person that does it, though.
Like, you do it so that way you're not as crushed. Like, I'll do that if I don't expect a lot out of my team, like with Tennessee and LSU tomorrow. Like, I'm not expecting a win, so I can't be disappointed if they lose. But with the Titans, like, I fully expect us to go out there and beat the Bengals, and if we lose, I will be pretty upset.
Well, like, and maybe it's not even so much of a loser mentality, as Charlie said. It's not that I'm saying, like, they will lose, but it's like I'm not overly confident as you guys are. Like, I've picked my team, you know, when we did predictions to go very far, and I think the Packers are the best team in the NFL. I'll say that. But I'm not like, ooh, I think they're going to go out and beat the hell out of the 49ers. I think it's going to be a tight game.
I don't think the Titans are going to beat the hell out of the Bengals. I don't think I've said that once.
I guess you guys just seem more confident about a victory. I think that my team can lose, and it's a possibility, whereas you guys are just like, no, they're going to go win.
I'm not confident. I'm nervous, but I just also don't think about losing. I don't want to.
You're superstitious.
To manifest those kind of bad ideas. So I don't really think about losing. It's not like I'm just sitting here being like, yeah, the Titans are going to win tomorrow, and I'm excited to go watch it. I'm like, oh, God, I hope we win tomorrow. My happiness for probably the next month really depends on it.
Next month, man. Can't let these sports.
No, see, I'll be pretty upset if we lose.
Yeah, you can't control if they win or lose, so you can't let it do that to you.
It might ruin my weekend, but like I'll be fine come Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you can't control.
It would ruin the NFL playoffs. Like I wouldn't be able to watch another playoff game.
That's different. A lot of people do that when their team gets put out. Like,
and it would just... I feel like I do that with like the Stanley Cup playoffs a lot. Like if the Preds get eliminated, I might not watch the rest. Or
like if the Braves would have got eliminated, you probably wouldn't watch the rest of the World Series, would you?
If a rival was playing in, like when the Nationals were playing in the World Series, I didn't watch a single game except for parts of Game 7.
We won, by the way.
Parts of Game 7. I watched that. But NFL, I feel like it's different. Like I'm going to watch the NFL. It's okay. The biggest sporting
event. Yeah, it's hard not to watch.
I would tune back in for the Super Bowl. I like Super Bowl commercials.
And then it's the same with like March Madness. If Tennessee gets eliminated, I'm still going to watch March Madness. I think it just kind of depends on the sport for me. But like I said, I'll be upset and mad, but I'm not going to stop watching. I'll still watch the game afterwards, Packers, 49ers, and I'll watch the Sunday games. But I'll be pretty heated. Probably won't want to talk to anybody, but I'll still watch.
If something happens, I'll make sure to leave you guys alone till Monday.
But then if the Titans do lose, I'll probably be rooting for the Packers to lose just so you can share our misery with us come Monday.
Same. If the Titans lose and then the Packers were to lose – nobody can say anything, and I'm going to talk crap about the Packers just like you're probably going to talk crap about the Titans just like you'll do about the Packers. I do that. If my team loses, I don't want my friends' teams to win.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I am totally all for that. What do you think about that, Charlie? I will not be happy for you if my team gets put out.
I want others to experience
how
my
about
misery.
That loser mentality.
Yeah, I mean, if the Titans were to lose, I would be rooting for the Packers to lose as well.
Yeah.
But even if the Titans win, I'm still rooting for the Packers to lose, and it just has nothing to do with you. I just don't like the Packers.
Well, I hope the Titans lose now. That does have something to do with me. Take us a break, GP.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause
welcome back to the Blitz. Live here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Do yourself a favor. Tomorrow while you're watching playoffs, tomorrow while you kick back and watch Tennessee take on the LSU Tigers here at Thompson Bowling Arena, you're sitting on the couch. Crack open some White Claw Hard Seltzer. It's made with a blend of seltzer water, crafted with quality ingredients. It's gluten-free. 5% alcohol, 1 gram of sugar, just 100 calories. You can stay on your diet with this one. And now they have 16 delicious, refreshing flavors. But always, please drink responsibly. Support the people who support your friends here at Fan Run Radio. Before we get into all the playoff hoopla and really dig deep into the matchups and, you know, get our picks in for the playoff divisional games over the weekend, Tennessee does have a big basketball game coming up tomorrow night in Thompson Bowling Arena. 6 p.m. tip-off against Will Wade and the LSU Tigers. There's been so much talk about football. How do you guys feel about the basketball game tomorrow night? You get to get a little revenge versus Will Wade and the LSU Tigers. Hopefully you can continue to play well at home. You've played well at home so far. Tennessee, I believe, what is they 9-0 at home? Or
we're undefeated
at
10-0 at home after the last home win you had. So you're now 10-0 at home, trying to keep that streak alive. How are you guys feeling about that game before we get into the football action? GP3?
I know LSU's missing a couple guys, like key guys that
Xavier
I guess
Pinson, if he's going to play or not.
Yeah, I guess officially haven't been ruled out, but I don't think we're expecting them to play. But I'm kind of in the you have to show me before I believe it part right now of the season. Will Wade has owned Tennessee lately. I think he lit a fire under his team after that loss to Alabama by the way he went at the media after the game, even though it came off to everybody who's not an LSU fan as a crybaby.
Crybaby Will Wade.
Yeah, but I think his team's going to rally around him. I'm not expecting a win tomorrow, and I think we will be the better team on the floor with everybody that LSU has missing, but until they show it to me, I mean, they got to show it to me before I can actually start believing in them, so... right now, I'm leaning towards LSU winning.
I'm more or less not expecting a win, but I think that they can win, like on the expectations for versus knowing they can go out there and win. I think that they're going to play better. Kennedy Chandler, he spoke about it this week, you know, talking about it's a revenge game. I mean, simple, plain and put, you know. And I think that's how a lot of those guys are going to look at it. They went down there. And it seemed like a lot of that's when a lot of the fan base kind of turned on Barnes. I mean, people have had their issues with Barnes' scheme and some of his recruiting over the years. But it seemed like really this year, kind of the mood and I guess the perspective of the program from a fan's perspective changed after that loss in Baton Rouge, the 12-point loss. It was 79-67 down there. So that's when I feel like everything changed that I noticed. So they're really going into this, treating it like a revenge game. And I think they come out, you know, try to get it cooking early. Now, we've struggled to shoot the ball outside of Kentucky when they just shot lights out and you shot pretty well. And, you know, you did decent the other night. But, yeah, I do think they come out with a little bit of a fire under the butts. What do you think, Charlie?
Well, I mean, to me, it comes down to the status of Darius Days and Xavier Pinson.
Yeah.
Darius Days was playing like an All-American in the early portions of this season, and he still played really well in SEC play. That duo has combined for 24 points and 12 rebounds a game. So that is a very solid duo that they could potentially be missing. Tillman has been day-to-day and thought to have had a chance to play now for roughly a week. Maybe a little longer. I mean, even in that Arkansas game, they thought that there was a chance that he could play, and that was, you know, pretty much a week ago. He didn't play again Wednesday, and that's when Darius Day got hurt as well. I think right now the expectation is that Darius Day will play. He is listed as a probable starter. Xavier Pinson is not. Xavier Pinson, I think, maybe has a longer shot to play. However... You know, I think it's more likely that you see both rather than seeing neither. But I think the likeliest outcome is that Darius Days does play and Xavier Pinson doesn't. Without Xavier Pinson, you know, LSU obviously is still a very formidable opponent, a team that Tennessee has struggled with, and a team that schematically has presented some issues to Tennessee. However, I do think that being at home is important in this game, and the loss of Xavier Pinson is important in this game. Urosh staying in the starting lineup. Will be important. And Rick Barnes did confirm that this morning, that Urosh will be staying in the starting lineup. Now, obviously, I do want to see, you know, what the status of Josiah Jordan James will end up being. He is listed as day-to-day. He is out of concussion protocol. However, he has a cut above his, I believe, right eye. So, you know, this game is kind of weird to be sitting here on a Friday with still the level of unknowns we have between both of these teams. I think the on-ball defense, will be better than it was the first time around. You know, you won't just get those easy takes to the basket. And hopefully at home you can limit the turnovers. You know, you don't let the crowd impact you. I expect to win tomorrow. I do.
Yeah, Tennessee hasn't lost at home since losing to Kentucky last February. In the series, so far, LSU has won four straight in the series against the Vols. The last win coming for Tennessee in January of 2018. It's been quite a while since you beat LSU in basketball years. That's pretty big, especially when they're a conference opponent.
And we had the Grant and Admiral teams that played them.
Yeah.
We remember how some of those went, though. There was controversy.
Yeah, a lot of controversy there. And, I mean, LSU is always – it's been a game, too, where there's no denying it that it's kind of one of those muck-it-up games, too. They'll muck it up. Will Wade, I mean, he's a good coach. They're fiery. You know, they play with the personality of their coach. But it's always been one of those games, too, where it's kind of a muck-it-up game. And whoever can kind of survive – and, you know, escape out of there with turnovers.
They play at a high tempo, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And at least it feels like it. You know, they play pretty positionless basketball at times. They're a pretty athletic team, and they really can switch a lot. They can switch at any position all over the floor. They will hit you with a triple switch, and it'll look chaotic. You know, it is chaotic, especially to the opposition. But to them, it's more of a controlled chaos. And, you know, I guess that's part of the imprint of the VCU days. But that defense has always kind of given our guards issues. You know, you have to move the ball quicker, especially against this LSU team. You need to move the ball around quickly because, you know, as they're moving all over the place with the amount of movement and switching and off-ball switching that LSU's defense does, if you move the ball quickly, you know, you can eventually catch them out of position, and that's when you could attack. I thought we held on to the ball too long and didn't pass with enough intent the last time we played LSU, so I would like to see you know, that be more of a factor, I guess, of a focal point for tomorrow night.
Do you think we get a little bit more from John Fulgerson tomorrow? Rick Barnes kind of reduces minutes. You know, he's punished him for, you know, his lack of performance out there. And then he hasn't really been great for the team in a lot of games. I mean, he gets some rebounds here and there. Do we see a big game for him? Because I feel like for his confidence, he's got to have something turn around tomorrow.
I think
– We need him down the stretch.
I think Wednesday was probably – or, pardon me, Tuesday. I think that Tuesday was probably an injection of confidence for John Fulkerson.
Okay.
I know that, you know, people like you, John, a lot of our fans, they're going to say you didn't get the offensive production, and that is true. You need that offensive production from John Fulkerson. You know, you need him to be more impactful as an offensive player. Absolutely. You know, you can't have a guy in his seventh year not really being all that aggressive as a post scorer and only getting 2 points, both of those coming from the free throw line. He needs to give you more there. Well, however, Tuesday I think he played with the energy that Rick Barnes has been looking for out of him, because that's the Fulkerson we need him to be, the guy that is just the scrappy, falling around, jumping around, diving around.
Energy
John Fulkerson. And that's what we got from him Tuesday. It didn't really translate in that game 2 points, but, you know, he was blocking shots. He was excellent switching defensively, something that we've seen him be inconsistent on over the years. He was excellent with that. You know, I just thought generally his you know, his movement off the ball was energetic, and I thought he played with a lot more intent on Tuesday night. So I do think we see him play more tomorrow because those are the kind of things that Rick Barnes is looking for, I feel like. So obviously, again, we know he's not starting unless he were to start over Olivier Kamwa, which I don't think any of us assume would happen. So we know he's not starting because Rick Barnes in his press conference this morning, again, confirmed Urosh will remain in the starting lineup.
I like that.
I do too. I like Urosh.
He's earned it. He's definitely
earned it. Yeah, Barnes said that, and I agree with him. He has earned it, you know, put in the work. He's never wavered. He's been an energy guy, even while he's been over there riding pine. He's always had his teammates back, always been a very positive person. I mean, even down to the stuff where he can't even get NIL deals or whenever he's talking about that in the offseason. And the guy who came on and the NCAA kind of, you know, put him on the yo-yo for a while, wouldn't clear him. So I definitely do think he's earned it. And maybe he's not the big man we expected, but right now he's the big man that we need. You know,
what do you think the odds are that he throws a punch at somebody before the season's
Ooh.
Over?
He does seem like he'd.
I would put it at 60%.
Short fuse.
Like, he wants to fight. Like,
oh yeah, he likes to fight, guy.
He's going to take care of his teammates.
You don't mess with those Serbs, man.
No,
these Serbian guys and Latvia. My brother, when he lived in Germany, he used to make a lot of trips to Latvia. It's on the border. He used to always tell me, like, you don't want to mess with those guys. Those are the type of guys like the Nikola Jokic, like those guys like that got big brothers and take you in an alley somewhere and nobody will find you. Like, you don't want
to the KGB somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want to mess with some of those guys. They're very dangerous. So, yeah, I like Juroš in the starting lineup. I think that the one person that I feel like we constantly have to at least get his 13, 15 points. I do feel like we need that from Kendi Chandler. And I know you'll disagree, Charlie. You think that it doesn't have to be him. But I feel like this team is much better when he is out there and he's scoring and he's able to move the ball around. That's simple.
No,
that's
simple. Agree.
Oh, yeah.
You do need double digits for him.
Yeah, okay. I was just saying.
Unless you just – obviously, like, you don't want him forcing it.
Yeah.
If the defense were to take it away.
It's like,
you can get it from someone else. But, like, ideally – in pretty much every situation, yeah, you're going to need him to
he's
give you double digits.
He's got to have it. I just know we were talking about it weeks ago, and we were all saying, like, well, we can go around, and some of these guys, you know, we don't have to lean on. We want them to give us more output. But I do think Kenny Chandler, we need him to stay consistent. Fulkerson, I've kind of went back from that. Like, I like playing through Fulkerson when he's hot, but if he ain't, you can't do it because he is a guy that if he don't get hot quick, you kind of can't keep going to him.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of guys like that on the team, though.
Yeah. You can't go back to them later and see if they might get it going. Yeah. Like, if they're not going early, they're not going to get it going.
The only
for the
person
game.
Who I feel like is consistent enough to where if they're off early, you can go back to later is Vescovy.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably.
He is. He's very streaky. He might miss 10 shots, but then he might hit 3 or 4 late in the game, too, because he's that type of shooter. And he doesn't really lose a lot of confidence. So we'll see. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Go ahead and open up the G3 Help Me hotlines right now if you want to get in on the discussion. We got a lot of things to talk about, people. NFL playoffs, Tennessee playing LSU tomorrow night in Thompson Bowling Arena and Assembly Center. I need to let you know, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, well, the Knoxville-based law office is G. Turner Howard III can help you get the compensation you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Again, G3HelpMe.com. Quick timeout right here. Come back on the other side. Take some phone calls. Keep it locked here for more Fan Run Radio. Welcome back to the Blitz. Chance Collins, Charlie Collier, GP3 with you. Rolling along on your Friday, you made it. Only a couple more hours till you get off this evening and really explore your weekend. We opened up the phone lines, G3 Help Me hotlines. I've been talking a little Tennessee basketball, big game versus Will Wade and LSU Tigers tomorrow night, 6 p.m. tip-off. Take a quick time out, go over to the phone lines, and take a call from Philly. What's up, Phil? Top of the morning to you.
What's going on, Chancellor?
Oh, not much. How are you, sir?
How are you and the boys doing?
I'm doing well. You doing well, Charlie?
Top of the world, Phil.
Can't complain.
Well, I guess y'all be hoping those Titans can pull it out tomorrow.
Oh, I need it, Phil. I need it real bad.
I'm counting on it.
No Oilers dig from Phil.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of Oilers slander from you lately, Phil.
I wore my Oilers.
Well, I mean, the Titans ought to win. I mean, you know, if they don't, it's a choke job.
You don't think the Bengals are any good?
I mean, they're dangerous, but I don't think they're quite ready for prime time yet.
What if Derrick Henry doesn't play or is limited to like 10 carries?
Well, but yeah, but the Titans have found ways to win games they shouldn't have won already this year. I mean,
that's true.
They're good in close games.
I just think that the 8 teams you have left are the 8 best teams, and all of them deserve respect. And I think you're probably right. You know, the Bengals, they might not quite be ready to continue on further, but they're definitely a talented team that is capable of beating anyone left.
I'll probably just jump on Chancellor's bandwagon and support the Green Bay Packers.
Who's your team again? Aren't you a Cowboys guy?
He's a Cowboys guy.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're never going to do anything. They're like Tennessee football. They're irrelevant.
They might even be worse than Tennessee football, Phil.
No, they're going to the playoffs. Tennessee football is nowhere near the playoffs.
Yeah,
but that's Tennessee might be in the playoffs. They played in the conference equivalent of the NFC East.
It is a weak division. I agree with you on that. But guys, this game tomorrow, I don't have no good feel about it. I heard y'all talking about it, and I'm like Trey the Third. I don't think Tennessee has a chance tomorrow.
You're not even like giving them a chance in your head, or you just think it's more likely that they lose than that they win?
Well, it's just kind of like playing Buck Pearl. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get that feeling. You know, it makes me uneasy to play LSU or Auburn. It just feels like they do kind of have your number. You know, how does your opinion change if Pinson or Days or both aren't able to go for LSU?
Well, they still got a talented roster, even if those guys don't play. But, we're playing at home, and Tennessee's going to have to get somebody inside score some buckets, and they're going to have somebody hit some threes to win the game. And our offense is our problem. Defense is not our problem.
Right. You know, hopefully, I guess we've seen a couple games like that LSU, that first LSU game, and you know, obviously like that Kentucky game, that defense did then become your problem. But a lot of that was when you were turning the ball over, when teams were being able to get out and run, and then, you know, when they were taking your guards off the dribble to the hole. So, I don't think defense will be a huge issue tomorrow, and like you said, it's, you know, it's the offense that's been a problem, the offense that needs to step up. And realistically, you don't even need them to have like a great game. You just need them to be average to win more often than not. You know, especially
Gotta go to the foul line. Tennessee needs to go to the foul line and hit their foul shots. I mean, that's the key to winning that game tomorrow. And get them in foul trouble, because they're not, they turn the ball over a lot. Now, Tennessee's key is, like you said, that last game we played against them, we turned the ball over a lot. Tennessee can't go out there and throw the ball around and expect to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, again, when you look back to that last game, you know, you had the 15 turnovers. A lot of those led to transition points. You got to the free throw line 37 times, and you missed, 15? You missed 15. If I did that math right. I probably didn't do that math right.
37
minus 23.
I don't know. Whenever you ask about if you did your
math. You missed 14.
I assume you didn't do it right.
You missed 14 free throws last time around. So you did get to the free throw line, but like you said, you got to knock them down too. Being at home, though, I think is important. This team, obviously, a lot better at home. LSU.
Yeah, they are.
And LSU is one of those teams that really benefits from a good home court advantage. So
that's why I feel decently confident when I said, like, you know, GB said, I don't expect them to win or anything like that. I said, well, I don't necessarily expect them. I think that they can come out and win tomorrow. And I actually do feel like they will win. And it's probably because of the home court advantage. I think that fans are going to be pretty pumped up to get out there and try to create this. I hope so. I think right now, you know, hopefully we don't get any inclement weather or anything tomorrow. But fans should be pretty excited to get out there and kind of create the atmosphere that you saw the LSU fans create down in Baton Rouge. I mean, they had a rocking house for the, second game of the conference? SEC play?
I'm worried about the overlap with the Titans and Vols fans, because how many people are going to rather stay home so they can watch both versus one or the other?
That is the stinky part as far as overlap.
I'm not going to be able to watch probably the first half of this LSU-Tennessee game. I'm pretty pissed myself. I'm probably just going to have to record it and stay off of Twitter.
Well, they're charging $75 a pop for tickets over there, so I guess somebody's going to make some money this weekend.
Phil, do you ever make it over to games, or are you more of a watch it at home?
I've gone to one game this year, and I didn't go to any last year because of the COVID thing.
Phil's season ticket holder.
Yeah, so I might go tomorrow. I don't know. I'd hate to go over there and have my old day run seeing Will Wade out there. I mean, that guy.
He makes you just want to punch him in the face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Like, really. Like, here we are, you know, talking about, and yes, this is part of the season. We're over here complaining, bitching everything about, you know, Rick Barnes, everything that's going on. Will Wade still on tape saying, strong ass offer it. Nothing has happened.
He's worse than Penny is. I mean,
he's just
Penny was whining last night, too.
LSU, I mean, well, Will Wade's just a toddler, man, sometimes. A little temper tantrums.
But Will Wade can coach. That's the difference between him and Penny. Will Wade can coach.
Will Wade is, you know, maybe earned the right to be a little bit of an asshole, too, because, yeah, you're right, he can coach. This is not a good sign for if people are going to the game or not, though. I'm looking at Vivid Seats right now.
Cheap.
There are
cheap.
So many tickets, and, like, the cheapest ticket right now is $12.
Yeah, really? The NFL playoffs might put a damper. I forget about that, you know, starting at 4:30. That might detract some people, because a lot of people love the NFL, and they're going to sit at home and watch games. No. Or some people that are Titans fans in this region traveling to Nashville.
If this game was a noon start, like, I'd probably go to the game, and then I'd go watch the Titans game right after, but with them overlapping with each other.
Yeah, might take away some of the entertainment value.
One more thing, guys. Is Triple J going to play tomorrow?
Rick Barnes updated this morning. He is day-to-day. He is questionable for tomorrow. He is out of concussion protocol. However, he has a cut right now above his right eye. I think.
Well,
my question to you, Phil, is: do we have a better shot with or without him?
That's a good question. If he played like he did at LSU, might as well just not get off the bench.
It's very. That is a very good question. I tend to think he does a lot out there. But, yeah, if you're talking about the way he played LSU, but if you're talking about the way he's played over the last three games, you need him out there.
Yeah, and he is a good defender inside. I mean, as much as I like to rip on his offense.
And it helps with the rotations.
It does. It throws the rotation. If you got him out there, it's definitely going to help. And like Phil was just saying, like, he is pretty damn good on defense. He's one of our top three defenders.
Maybe Jay Howe can hit some shots from outside. I mean, maybe he's getting a little bit better. Maybe it's about time for him to get, you know, 18, 20 points and win the game. Because we need somebody besides Fiscoli that can hit from outside.
Yeah. No, they're going to have to step it up. I mean, it's great that Barnes has evolved his offense and they're shooting more threes because he understands the way the game is going now. But you got to hit him.
Well, the biggest thing is that you talk about evolving the offense and – it's not just threes though. Like that, you have. It starts with getting the shots at the rim.
Well, yeah, and layups or dunks or threes. I'm saying like yeah, I know. More high percentage.
I mean, we have been. I feel like giving too much credit to Rick Barnes for evolving this offense, and he's made an effort, maybe. But
stepping outside his comfort zone.
The more that I watch it, it's just the whole concept of this new analytical age of trying to get the best shots on the floor, and the best shots being shots, you know, right around the rim and from the 3-point line. Well, it starts with the around-the-rim stuff, and I don't feel like we attack the rim enough. We try to get those close twos enough, and that's one of the most important part of those analytics. And that opens up three-point shots as well. So I just hope we start getting to the rim more. And Kennedy Chandler, he'll go through stretches in games where all of a sudden he's getting to the rim, and sometimes the Kai Ziegler or Vescovi too. But too often, you know, I feel like we're not working the ball down low enough. We're not getting the ball at the rim.
Yeah, sometimes you got to feed it. I mean, in that last game, you zip it on Hatfield, but Hatfield did have the post a couple of times and then throw the ball in the stadium. I mean, exactly. You got to feed the post, and Tennessee is not good at feeding the post. They're terrible passers. I don't understand what they're doing over there, but that's another story. Hopefully we can pull it out tomorrow, and I'll talk to y'all next week. See you.
All right, appreciate the phone call, Phil, 865-546-8200 if you want to get on, express your displeasures or your worries about the game tomorrow like Phil just did. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one right here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Welcome back into the Blitz. Wrapping up hour number one here. I need to let you know, though, before we get out of here. Portions of hour number one, portions of the show brought to you, you know, by our friends over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Big weekend of NFL playoffs, big weekend of NCAA basketball. But the biggest thing is the NFL playoffs, and each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. You have all the storylines this week, and you have the return of King Henry for the Titans. The Titans look to, you know, silence the doubters. You hear a lot of people talking about, are the Titans the worst number one seed ever? So a lot of storylines over the weekend. Joe Burrow, is he elite in his second year? Can he do the unthinkable? Who thought he would be in this moment? Also, Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs were down, and that looks like they're Super Bowl favorites again. Can he get his second ship in his very short career so far? Hey, but you can pick who you like this weekend during this divisional round weekend. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There is no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. It's a simple and easy-to-use app with generous promotions every single day and even bigger boosts on the weekend. It's safe and secure, and they offer the best in-class customer service. If you have a problem, you can just get on the chat box, and they will straighten that out and give you a solution very quickly. And when you win, they don't make you wait. FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 2 hours. If you already have the FanDuel Sportsbook, well, FanDuel is going to hook you up, too. They're hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. And when you refer your friend will also get $50. So, win-win situation for the both of you. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off just a $5 bet when you use promo code BLITZ when you sign up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today, or make sure you download it before the games on Saturday, and use promo code BLITZ and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. As always, 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit is required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. All right, couple minutes left here in hour number one. Anybody got any breaking news or telling news that you need to talk about? Anything to get off your chest, Charlie?
Anything to get off my chest.
Yeah. Well, what does a win do for Charlie tomorrow? How elated will you be? You'll obviously be at the AFC Championship game. You'll already be lining up to get ready for Super Bowl tickets, correct?
Are you the kind of guy, though, that hates losing more than they enjoy winning? Because that's how I am.
I don't know. I think I hate losing the maximum amount that you can dislike something as a human being that your body allows you to be capable of. But I also think I enjoy winning the maximum amount that a human body is capable of. So I think they're both tied at an infinite number on the scale of hate and joy. You know, what does a win do tomorrow?
Hate.
My grandmother, Grandma Collier's not going to like that. I forgot. She doesn't like when I say hate. hopefully, I think we can agree, Grandmother Collier. Hating losing is an okay thing to hate.
That's
okay. No one likes losing.
She'll approve today.
Got to take solace in losing sometimes, though.
Hmm?
Learn from it.
Learn from your losses.
Rather learn from a win.
I mean, I think we all would, right?
Yeah, obviously. Winning tomorrow, I feel like I guess it gives me a certain level of relief.
Do you think you'll go to the Super Bowl if they do go?
Will I go?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could afford it, Chance.
No, I just didn't know if like that you got like some life savings fund that you got sent to the
side. If it's in L.A., there's like even if I had the money, I don't think I would go. Now, if they moved it to Texas, because there has been talk about them moving it to Dallas or Houston, maybe I would pull out my life savings to go to a Super Bowl, but I don't know.
I've talked about it. Like, I have four friends that are on board to also, basically take every dollar out of your savings, you know, sell some stuff if you have to.
I went to the World Series this year.
You can sell your truck.
And then, well, no, because I'm going to need that to drive to L.A.
Oh, that's right.
You would drive to LA. And
he
not
would do
fly?
The drive thing.
Yeah, because
he already said he was going to drive to Washington when Tennessee plays them.
The thing is like I can find four friends to fill up my truck, and then that would then be cheaper than flying if the five of us all split gas.
Yeah, but what about room and board? Because you're not going to be able to make it in one day.
Yeah, I know. We're just sleeping in my truck. We'll camp.
Sleeping rest areas.
I think
Walmarts.
Do you know how long of a drive it is to
get to
LA? Yeah,
it's one day and 18 hours. I feel like I can probably cut that down to like one day and 8 hours, though. I think I can take 10
hours. You think you can take
10 trip.
Hours off of the trip?
Yeah, I do.
What?
People, you can generally take maybe an hour off a trip, maybe an hour and a half.
I
take you can't just erase 10 hours.
That's not happening.
I mean, I take an hour off of like a 5.5 hour trip.
Yes, well, just because it's longer doesn't mean you erase more time.
Yeah, it does.
Charlie?
If you're taking off an hour every 5.5 hours, then you're taking off 2 hours every 10.5 hours, and you're taking off 3 hours every... You know, 16 hours, and then you're taking off 4 hours at 20. You're taking off 5 at 24.
I love
you're
this
taking
explanation.
Off, you're taking off 6 at 30, and you're taking off.
And then eventually you have no
7,
hours.
7, you're taking off 8, yeah.
So eventually, by your math, you can make a 200-hour drive in 5 hours.
Because he's taking an hour.
No, like every 5.5 hours, you take off an hour.
Oh my God.
So if it's one day and 18 hours, that is 24 plus
42.
This is the funniest.
42. 24 plus 18 is 42.
24 plus 18
it's 42.
Is 42. Divided by 5.5 is 7.63. So we'll round up to 8. I can take 8 hours off so I can get there in one day, 10 hours.
I just don't know how you think you're just erasing 8 hours. I get your premise of like
that makes mathematics sense, Chancellor.
No, I get what your premise is. Like when I drive this place, you know, I can cut an hour and a half off.
For example,
you just can't erase time though.
You can make a 5 hour trip without stopping.
I stop.
In most cases.
I stop once every 5.5 hours.
In most cases, you can make a 5 hour.
Really,
trip.
I stop once every 7 or 6 or 7 hours if I'm really making good on my mileage. If
okay,
not,
but
like
you got
to
think too. You
hours.
Said you're gonna have four people in the car with you.
So you gotta sleep.
Yeah, you gotta sleep.
You're gonna get hungry. You gotta use the bathroom in these 18. This one day and 8 hours.
Yeah, that's
trip.
What the.
You gotta restock for gas.
You get gas. You get food, and you go to the bathroom all at once during the one stop that you get every 6 hours, no exceptions. People know that.
No,
you're holding everybody hostage in the car. Ain't no stretching of the legs. No, you get one stop every time 6 hours. We take one stop. You better get everything done. Then.
Oh, I drove a car full of my friends to Gainesville, Florida, and we made one stop. And I told him, we are going to make one stop. Our one stop will be in this city. Do what you got to do then, and the next stop will be in Gainesville. And they all thought I was kidding. And then we get to, like, the Georgia-Florida line, and they're like, why aren't we stopping? Like, it's been so long. And I was like, I told you, we one stop halfway through.
You're all right. I would not be riding with you.
We are going to get there, and we are going to get there fast.
That makes me anxious just right away if somebody, like, I get in the car and they're like, I ain't making any stops. Like, I get it. Like, if it's long, like, you know, vacation, we're trying to go to Florida somewhere. Yeah, we're going to try to cut out as much time as we can. But if I got to stop, I'm stopping.
I want to be comfortable.
Yeah, like, if I want to stop, by God, we're stopping. It ain't about we'll get there when we get there. It's
taking
not
a ride with Kim Jong Charlie over
it's
here.
Not, yeah, it's not a race. Yeah.
Oh, in my opinion, every drive
Who
I make
are you
is
racing?
A race. I don't know. Just my like
the GPS.
Yeah.
No, I guess like my brain just turns it into like a competition to be how efficient can I drive today. Everywhere I go,
I'm racing,
at all times, even just from here to the
GPS.
Station or from here to home. It's actually in my Tinder bio, undefeated lifetime against Apple Maps ETA. I can confirm. Undefeated.
Undefeated against Apple Maps ETA, he is. Hey, if you're with Charlie, you can leave from Knoxville and go to California. And how many hours are you cutting off that?
We
10 hours!
No, we did the math. It's 8.